Taking the time as we settle to activate confidence or faith that paying attention, opening is useful. Something that leads somewhere of real value. If we just go through the motions in the practice, nothing happens, and then of course our doubt gets confirmed. This practice doesn't go anywhere, or I can't do this practice. So instead we can have the attitude that there is in fact something of real value to wake up to. To see, and that I expect to succeed. And we'll begin with a simple, sustained, present moment awareness. Not interested in controlling experience as it unfolds. Keeping the practice really simple, a simple tracking, a simple remembering that this is being known. Knowing is happening. And learning not to be confused by thoughts that might arise or sensations, other sense experiences. Nice it is not to have to second guess this unfolding stream of experience. The Buddha said that all things can be mastered by mindfulness, simple, non-judging awareness. So initially we learn to drop the stream of our conceptual reality that we are mostly lost in throughout the day. Our thoughts about things. So there may still be thoughts about things, but now we're recognizing that those thoughts about things, it's just something that's happening here in the present moment. We're not so concerned about whether there are or aren't thoughts, or whether the thoughts are important or not important. The only concern is the continuity of present moment awareness. being particularly interested when thinking, conceptualizing either ceases in the mind or recedes into the background. Just notice the increase in quiet when that mental activity begins to fall away or recede. We're not pushing thoughts away. So now there's periods of sustained, silent, present moment awareness. Just noticing those periods. And there's a very keen and active investigation. Simple, but very powerful wish to understand the unfolding experience. And to understand that when thoughts come into the mind, to understand that change and the causes and conditions that support getting caught up in thought. And then when the thoughts recede into the background, just understanding, being interested in understanding the causes and conditions that support mental activity receding away. And using a focused, silent, present moment awareness when you're ready, using the sensations of the breath or any particular object you wish to work with. Paying particular attention to this active discerning, the mind's interest in the nature of the unfolding present moment. For example, just interested in how in moments the present moment might feel stormy, tight, or stressful, and in other moments things might appear to be spacious or relaxed. So being interested in how that unfolds moment by moment. See if it's possible for a deep respect, even a sense of awe of the present moment. Bring that kind of simple interest. We're allowing the present moment phenomena to reveal themselves in the space of the mind. So investigation is active in the sense of being interested, but we don't need to control things. And the basic investigation can be an interest in the continuity of silent, focused, present moment awareness, and what gets in the way of it, what interrupts it. Just the simple insight that continuity of present moment attention is like this, and the fragmentation or distraction of present moment attention is like this. Just understanding the difference is already a powerful insight. See if you can directly recognize this factor in the mind of investigation. This active, discerning wisdom. Wisdom that understands about this unfolding present moment. It understands something about it, sees something about it. The opposite of being superficial. For the last few minutes, feel free to intentionally recognize some of the other factors. You can even make a short resolve in the mind to notice their presence or absence at this time in the mind. Developing a direct, intuitive experience with these seven factors is considered to be deeply healing on all levels. Jack Kornfield has a particularly poetic expression. He calls the seven factors of awakening the healing sap that runs through the Buddhist tree of liberation. These factors, of course, aren't outside of this mind. They're really part of the fabric of the mind or the heart. And we can end by just appreciating that presence of mindfulness and investigation. Presence of energy or persistence and rapture, joy, serenity or tranquility, and concentration or one-pointedness and equanimity. Just saying the list to ourselves feels good.